This is The Naked Scientists with me, Ben Valsler. We'll be returning to our topic of sensors and sensibility shortly, but first I'm joined by Chris Smith for a look at this week's science headlines. Chris, the first one I've spotted is that gut bugs appear to promote blood vessel growth, and this was published in the journal Nature this week. New research now identifies how this happens, and it offers potential new targets for treating intestinal diseases and obesity. Now, as we know, there are more bacterial cells in your body than there are human cells, but they are not mere passengers or even parasites. Healthy intestinal flora helps to educate the immune system, and it plays an important role in vitamin production and absorption of nutrients. The inside of the intestine is lined with things called villi. These are protrusions that increase the surface area and therefore the amount of nutrients that can be absorbed. When mice are bred in germ-free environments, and so they have no bacteria in their gut, these villi are very long and very narrow. But when you introduce bacteria, this causes the villi to become significantly wider and it increases the density of blood vessels nearby. Now, Frederick Backhead at the University of Gothenburg and colleagues in Sweden and Germany have identified the three factors that seem to be responsible for this effect. There's tissue factor, there's protease activated receptor 1, and angiopoietin 1, all of which are known to be involved in blood vessel creation and proliferation.
Do they say, Ben, whether those chemicals come out of the bacteria or they come out of the local tissue in response to the bacteria?
Well, these are proteins that are always present. They are definitely known to be involved in blood vessel creation in tumours, for example. They make up a normal pathway. What happens in the presence of bacteria is that a sugar molecule is attached to the surface of the tissue factor, which then causes it to migrate to the surface of the cell, where it signals to all the other factors to start making blood vessels. So that increases the density of local blood vessels, and it alters the amount of nutrient that can be absorbed across the intestine wall.
Do they think that the extra blood vessels are there because the body senses the fact that there is a potential threat in the form of these microorganisms? And if you have a lot of blood vessels, you can bring in lots of immune things like antibodies and cells to fight off a threat. Or is there something else that they speculate that the blood vessels are doing?
Well, previous research has shown that the presence of bacteria here does educate the immune system. So there's definitely an interaction going on between the immune system and this bacteria. But also they are friendly bacteria that are sort of immune privileged. They don't get the same response that pathogenic bacteria would. So exactly why the extra blood vessels are there is quite hard to say at this moment. It could be because of the immunogenic effects of the bacteria. It could be because the bacteria do alter the way that we break down food. So just in itself, the presence of them will change the way that we need to absorb it. So exactly what the cause and effect is, I think, is still a little bit unclear.
But intriguingly, there are lots of diseases which are associated with problems with the bowel wall. So if they understand how to manipulate the blood supply to the bowel wall, you could potentially make the bowel wall heal itself better or not end up in these inflamed states in the future.
Yes, indeed. And it could also be a treatment for obesity, for example, where you want to actually modulate how much of certain nutrients are being absorbed across the intestinal wall. Professor Backhead himself acknowledged that this is only a first step towards treatment, though. He said it will take time before the results can be applied in a clinical context and converted into new therapies. But our discovery is exciting and is a result of fundamental basic research, which teaches us a great deal about how we live in cooperation with the normal gut microbiota.
Well, that's food for thought, isn't it, if ever I heard of an example?